Praise the Lord. We got a special speaker tonight. Brother White, would you come? Minister the word to us tonight. Everybody get behind and preach with the preacher. Promise? Preach with the preacher.
Praise the Lord, church. Are you glad you're in the house of God tonight? Yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is so good. Hallelujah. He'll never fail you. He'll never let you down.
Amen.
But he said, I will always be there.
Yes.
Hallelujah tonight. I'm so glad of that. Because there was a time in my life when I didn't know which direction I was going. I didn't know what I was going to do. But one Sunday morning, when I walked down to an old-fashioned altar and lifted my hand and began to speak in another language, let me tell you something, Fred. I felt something I never felt before. And it's never got old. It's never got dreary. But it's always got better. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Aren't you glad tonight that you feel what you feel right now? Oh, hallelujah. God is so good. Hallelujah. A lot of people says, well, I don't know how you go to church so much. It's not that I have to go to church. I want to go to church.
Yes.
Why? Because I can feel something down inside. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good tonight. I thank Brother Al for what he said tonight, because that just fit in with what the devil had said. No, it wouldn't happen, but it will happen. Hallelujah. The devil's a liar, and I was praying there tonight, and the thought come to me. A few years ago, everybody knew Elvis Presley. And they knew when Elvis Presley died, they interviewed a young lady in England. And she said, this has shocked the world. But friend, I got news tonight. There's one that's going to split that eastern sky.
Yes.
One of these days, he's going to shake everything. Everything, I believe in Hebrews, he said everything can be shaken. It's going to be shaken. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad tonight that you don't have to wait till then to hear it be shaken? We can hear it shook tonight if we want to. We can lift our hands and say, God, come on down. I'm waiting. Hallelujah. I'm ready for you to shake this church, shake this city, shake this town, shake this state. Hallelujah. Shake this world. Why? Because I'm ready to go home to be with my Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's not what I'm going to preach on tonight, but, you know, I just feel the presence of God so strong tonight. Hallelujah. This morning, that was a wonderful service. Hallelujah. God moved. Why? Because God, hallelujah, is seeking souls to touch. He's seeking souls, hallelujah, to come to him. You know, I tell you, I think today that if there was a time that the church should stand up against everything that's evil is today. Hallelujah. Let them know where we stand. Let them know what we've got. Hallelujah. Thank God. Praise the Lord. You guys can go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so good. Hallelujah. And I tell you what. You say, well, you kind of act crazy. Well, let me tell you something. When I was in the world, and when I was going to the bars every night, let me tell you then, I ate crazy for the devil. But I don't care what people think about me now. I ate crazy for the one that reached down, picked me up out of my sin, and set my feet on a solid rock. David said, he's my rock, my sword, my shield. Hallelujah tonight. I'm going to tell you, if he's not your rock, you need to get on the rock tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. If you would turn your Bibles to Hebrews, the 12th chapter. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Verse 1 and 2. And this may seem, the title may seem a little strange, but tonight, this is what I feel in my soul. Hallelujah. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. And it says, wherefore seeing, we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight. Hallelujah. I want you to think about that tonight. Hallelujah. And the sin which does so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the only one, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand throne of God. Go back to verse 1. And it said, wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. Brother Kellum, would you pray tonight for the service? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whoa, hallelujah. God, we love you. God, we appreciate you. Whoa, hallelujah. Everyone said amen. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. As I was studying this week, I got to thinking about, hallelujah, as I go around, we've evangelized for 5 years. We went into different churches. We went into different states. We went into different towns. Hallelujah. And as I begin to look around, as I minister the word, and you see things that didn't used to happen in the apostolic churches, you'd see things, hallelujah, well, that come about. I don't know how, but somebody must have said, hey, we don't have to do that no more. Hallelujah. We can do this and get by. It won't hurt us. But let me tell you something, my friend. Hallelujah. Though he said he was the same yesterday, today, and forever. He don't change. He said, I am God, and I change not. Hallelujah. But there are some people who are trying to hold on to some of the weights that has their soul mortgaged to the devil. Hallelujah. Because the devil has you deceived. Hallelujah. Into believing a lie. As long as he can do that, he knows he can hold on the mortgage on your soul. Mortgage, hallelujah. There, your soul tonight is on mortgage. I would like to speak to you for just a little while. Hallelujah. Who holds the mortgage to your soul? Hallelujah. I tell you what tonight, friend. When we grew up in the church, there was an old preacher by the name of Alvin Bishop, hallelujah, in Mississippi. And he cut no corners. That man could not read a word. But his wife, he could tell her what scriptures he wanted read. He could preach a message for an hour and a half long. And when he got through, it was hellfire and brimstone. Hallelujah. He didn't let up when because there's somebody there. But let me tell you something, my friend. He stood on the word. Hallelujah. The Bible says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but not one tittle of my word shall pass away. I'm going to tell you what, I don't care what the devil says. The word of God's going to stand when the world is on fire. The word of God's going to stand when somebody's trying to tell you that you can't live this away. Hallelujah. Something about the apostolic message. There's something about it that touches. Hallelujah. Where nothing else will touch. Hallelujah. There's something else that goes down inside, Brother Tom, and it digs out all of that garbage that's on there. And he says, if you'll let me, I'll clean the house. I'll make it, hallelujah, where it would be livable. But let me tell you something. As long as the devil's there, God is not there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Galatians 6:7, it says, be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Verse 8, for he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Hallelujah, tonight. Don't you want to be sitting around the throne of Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. And listen, I tell you, I've always said, I would like to meet Peter. I'd like to meet Paul. I'd like to meet John and just ask them what it was like to go down that dusty road with a man, hallelujah, that held life in his hand. Hallelujah. Because he's going to do it. One of these days, it's going to be over. I'm going to tell you what, I think Brother Al mentioned that tonight too. It's coming soon. He said, I'm coming in an hour that you think not. Look at the world today. What are they doing? They said it'd be as it was in the days of Noah. Marrying, giving in marriage. Hallelujah, partying. Hallelujah, drinking. Hallelujah, and you see it today, it's everywhere you look. Hallelujah, the devil has got his hand in everything that he can get it in. And I'll tell you what, the only thing that will keep it out is the power of the Almighty God. The Holy Ghost dwelling on the inside. Hallelujah, it's going to show on the outside. Hallelujah. God is, hallelujah. Thank God. The devil may have you believing that you are fine, just like you are. But if you are sowing to the desires of the flesh and not to what God wants for you to do, hallelujah, then he has got you deceived. And he is standing back laughing at you, saying, I am going to hold on to this one. Hallelujah, it's just another one for me. Hallelujah, but let me tell you something tonight, friend. You break those chains, hallelujah, that's holding you back. You break those chains, hallelujah, that's holding you down. You break those chains, it's telling you that you can do a little bit of this and a little bit of that and just still be a Holy Ghost filled saint of God. Let me tell you something tonight, friend. God will not dwell in a house where there is sin dwelling inside. Hallelujah. He will move on. He'll get somebody else because he's not looking for somebody that half-hearted wants to live for God. He's looking for someone that says, hey, I know that this is better than what I've got. I feel it in my soul. I can feel something when I walk in that church. That's what I like to see them do. When they feel they walk in the back of this church, say, I found something that I never felt before. Why? Because there's something about them people, hallelujah, that I don't know, but I'd like to have some of it. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Too many people today. Hallelujah. I've had things on the job lately that I've never had before. But let me tell you something right now, friend. They know where I stand. I don't go in trying to push it down nobody's throat. But don't come at me and talk about my God. Don't come at me. Talk about my salvation. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I'll be right back at you. Hallelujah. Why? Because I got the word of God standing behind me. Hallelujah. And as long as I stand on that, the devil cannot do nothing about it. The devil cannot stop me. Why? Because he said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. There's a song that says, give me Jesus, but let the world go by. Hallelujah tonight, friend. Give me Jesus now, more than ever before. More than ever before. Why? Because he's the only one that can deliver me. Hallelujah. Just like I told somebody not too long ago, they were talking about, you going to church and all this. I said, well, I'm going to tell you one thing. If you had known me before I knew him, you wouldn't have wanted to know this guy. Not at all. I tell you what, I got the Holy Ghost. Three weeks later, I started a new job. There was a Church of God preacher. They told him, you're going to train him. He said, no, I'm not. He said, no. He said, I know him. He said, I'm not training him. Why? He said, I know the life he lives. But you know what? It wasn't long until I got to go over and see that Church of God preacher. I said, brother, let me tell you one thing. I went down to the altar on a Sunday morning. I lifted my hands. I began to speak in another language. I went down to the old cow pond at 10 o'clock at night. They put me down in that muddy water. But let me tell you something, friend. What I was carrying was a lot worse than that muddy water. And I left it all right there. Hallelujah! That night. Whoa! still thank God that he sent a preacher to me and told me what it was like, what we had, what he had, what he could preach, and what could happen to me as a sinner as I was. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Hallelujah. Isn't the Holy Ghost wonderful tonight? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. Matthew 16:26. Somebody, hallelujah. I'm going to read that as I feel that like it need to. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Hallelujah. Let me tell you something tonight, friend. Odds are against you. Don't gamble with your soul. That's what the devil wants, because he wants you to be indebted to him. Hallelujah. He wants you to say, hey, I can do a little of this and I can do a little of that. And Brother Allen knows, and Brother Kellum knows a little bit of what we go through with on the job. Hallelujah, because these people don't care about nothing. Hallelujah. But there's one thing, they watch you. Anytime you say something, anytime you do something, they're right there. They can tell you, oh, you said you was a Christian. I said it's like this. Hey, we all make mistakes, but I won't make it again. Why? Because I'll repent of it. I'll go to him, and he'll let me know that, hey, everything's going to be all right. Hallelujah. Just lift your hand, hallelujah, and say, Lord, I know you've done it. Hallelujah. A lot of people don't like the way that apostolics do. But the thing about it is, who holds the mortgage on their soul? Hallelujah. I'm so thankful tonight that he holds mine tonight. When you buy a house, you can negotiate the mortgage. You can negotiate the interest rates. You can negotiate how much you pay for him. But let me tell you something tonight, friend. He paid it all on Calvary's cross. Whoa, hallelujah. He said, hey, I know there's a people that's going to be called by my name. That's going to be a people that live for me. That's going to be a people that's going to stand up and say, devil, you are a liar. Get thee behind me, because I'm not going to live for you. Hallelujah. But tonight, it's so good to know, hallelujah, that we have people that's still standing for the truth. If you have your Bibles, turn with us to Daniel, the 3rd chapter. Hallelujah. Tonight, God is good, God is great, and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Daniel 3:16-18. Hallelujah. Shadrach, if you read the starting of this chapter, it's where Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, hallelujah, they were going to, they had an image. They said, if you don't bow down to it, we're going to throw you in the fiery furnace. But here's what, this is somebody that had made up their mind. They wouldn't wishy-washy. They weren't going back and forth. They had said, we're going to live for God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered, said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hands. But if not, be it known thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods and worship thee, golden image which thou hast set up. Hallelujah. We do not know, we do not bow to the pressures of the world. Hallelujah. Because when payday comes, I want to be paid in full. Hallelujah. The Hebrew children were saying, we are not going to change mortgage companies. Jesus Christ is holding ours, and that is good enough for us. Hallelujah. A lot of people today are changing They say, well, we don't have to do it, like I said. But let me tell you something, friend, tonight. Hallelujah. My God is coming back. He's not coming back after a people that's not wanting to live for him. But he's coming back after people has prepared themselves and are watching and looking. Hallelujah. For his coming. Because he said, I'm coming back after my church. He's coming back after a church that preaches the truth. I talked to a pastor not long ago. Hallelujah. As a big church. And I said, Pastor, what's going on with the apostolic movement? He said, Brother, I'm going to tell you something right now. Hallelujah. The people, the pastors that's preaching it hard and saying, Lord, you got to do it. You can't waver. You can't do this. Can't do that. That's the church that is growing. Hallelujah. Why? Because people want something. They've had the world for years and years. Now they want something to make a change in their life, in their home. Hallelujah. If we go to Daniel 3:23. Hallelujah. And it says, and these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the burning fire furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar, this is scripture I love, the king was astounded and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt on them. Hallelujah. And the fourth form of the fourth is like unto the Son of Man. Whoa, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something tonight, friend. You can go through the fire. You can go through the lion's den. You can go through the wilderness. You can go through the rain. But I'll tell you what. My God is always right there. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. But he'll be right there. Hallelujah. And he'll say, come on, my child. I know you can make it. Why? Because I am with you. And I always will be. Hallelujah. Tonight. Thank God for that. Hallelujah. Said, thank God. In Genesis 25:30-34. Genesis 25:30-34. It says, and Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray thee, with that same pottage, for I am faint. Therefore was this name called Edom. And Jacob said, sell me that birthright. That's what the devil's saying tonight. Sell me your birthright. Sell me your soul. Give me the mortgage on your soul. Y'all show you what I can give you for it. Hallelujah. But we go back to Hebrews, the 12th chapter. I believe it is. Hebrews 12:16. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, it used to, these things bothered me like this, but it don't anymore. Hallelujah. Because I'm not serving a man that can't answer. Hallelujah. 12. Hallelujah. 16. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person, as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. Hallelujah. 17. For you know that afterward, how when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance. Though he sought it carefully with tears. Who are you indebted to tonight? Are you going to live forever somewhere? Hallelujah. Will it be in heaven? Hallelujah. Where it will be joy, peace, shouting. Or will it be in hell with the devil and his angels? There is no in between. Jesus bought the house he wanted to live in on Calvary. He moved in it on the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He took up residence on the day of Pentecost in our soul. Hallelujah. Thank God for that. God is so good to us. He will never let us down. Hallelujah. Tonight, if your mortgage is not in his hands, then you have problems. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. Tonight, God is so good to us. He will never say no. Hallelujah. Mortgage is a conditional conveyance property. Your soul to a creditor as security for the payment of money. Hallelujah. To convey or place property under a mortgage. So tonight, he said that his hands or it's in the devil's hands. Hallelujah. The devil will show you rookies out there. They have dope. They have drugs. They have alcohol. They have prestige. Fine cars. Fine clothes. But the devil don't show you the veterans with AIDS, cancer, disease, divorce, children who don't know who mom or daddy is. The devil is out to own the mortgage on your soul. Shall we stand tonight? Hallelujah. God is good. Tonight, I give you what God gave me. But he's coming back. And he's coming back after people that's made themselves ready. He's coming back, hallelujah, for a church that says, I've got my eyes on him. I got my eyes on the sky. And I know it's going to happen. It's going to happen one of these days. It may be, it may not be now. It may not be in my lifetime. It may not be in your lifetime. But from the way things are going right now, I can't see this world standing another 15, 20 years. Hallelujah. Why? Because this world is so sinful. Everything that God said was wrong, they're making it right. They're going to write a new Bible to cater to the gays and lesbians so that they will feel like they are owned. But God. They're owned by God, but they're not living for God. Hallelujah. Why was Sodom and Gomorrah destroyed? Hallelujah. They can't give you that answer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Tonight, the altar's open. If you want to come down and pray, God is coming back.
Whatever you
looking
have to do
for people
to me.
Hallelujah.
Don't let
this is
be lost.
Yes, Lord.
For
yes, Lord. The devil's a liar. Get thee behind me, Satan. Hallelujah. I don't have nothing to do with the world.
Saved.
Give me Jesus. But let the world go by. Hallelujah. Give me Jesus. Hallelujah. And let the devil be alive. Hallelujah tonight. Why? Because he's the one that saved my soul. He's the one that I took the name on in baptism. He's the one, hallelujah, that reached down. Hallelujah. This old drug addict, alcoholic. Hallelujah. And said, I'll make you look like new. Hallelujah. I'll change your life. Hallelujah. I'll make it right. Hallelujah. Why? Because you're the kind of people that I died for. You're the kind of people, hallelujah, that I went to the cross for. Shed my blood. Hallelujah. But let me tell you something, friend. One drop of that blood was for me. Oh, God, hallelujah. I feel tonight that God has done more for me than anybody else. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Lord, whatever you have to do to me, don't let me be lost for eternity. For above all else, I must be saved. For above all else,
oh, yes, hallelujah.
I don't ever want to waste the opportunity to give God all I have, to come to an altar like the message that Brother White gave tonight. We don't know. This could be the very last service that we ever come to on this side of eternity. And I don't want to miss that opportunity. I got thinking if we could just look to our left and to our right to see our brothers and sisters. I want to see every one of us. I want to see every one of you on the other side when we get there. I got thinking about this something that Brother Stone King put recently on Facebook. He said, it's not how so much how we started or what we've done in the middle, but it's what we do in the end. And he said, we are at the end. And I want to make sure that I finish and I've run the race and I've done everything that he's asked me to do. I don't know when he's going to say, that's it. I'm going to take my people home. It could be tonight when we're laying in bed at night. I don't know. You don't know. We don't know the day or the hour. If you have somebody that's come to your mind tonight, if you could just lift their name in prayer before we leave. Somebody maybe that you've seen here and you know what? They just haven't been here in the past few weeks. You don't know what's going through their mind or what they're struggling. If the enemy's trying to torment them and pull them in a certain direction, you know what? There's a fight for souls. You know what? We could fight. If the enemy's so intent on fighting for souls, how much more should we fight for those souls that the enemy's trying to steal, kill, and destroy? Lord, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, Lord, we bring particular names to you, Lord, that aren't here tonight, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord, that need to be here, Lord, that have needed to hear this message, Lord, but we're standing in the gap, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord, hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah, Lord, the violent, the young lions do hunger. The violent will take by force. We want to violently take by force, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord. Hallelujah. What the enemy has been trying to steal, kill, and destroy in Jesus' name, Lord. We want to take back. There isn't a tug of war. We're in a tug of war with an eternity, with people's lives. In Jesus' name. They're worth fighting for. We are too close to the end to be passive. Lord, when we stand in the gap tonight, Lord, before we go to bed and kneel by the side of our bed tonight, Lord, and you place a burden on our heart, Lord, to pray for a particular individual, Lord, that we bring their name before you, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord, that they might not rest, that they might not get sleep, Lord, in Jesus' name, and Lord, until they come back into your rest, into your refreshing, in Jesus' name, Lord. Lord, we are way too close at the end, Lord. We are way too close, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord. To not fight for them, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord. Hallelujah. It's going to be worth it all someday. It's going to be worth it when we see him face to face, but when we see our brothers and sisters face to face, it's going to be so worth it. He's going to wipe every tear off of our face. There's going to be a joy that we're going to have. I'm thankful for that joy that we have in this life, the joy that we're going to have in the life to come. Thank you, Brother White, for that word. I thank you, Brother Al, for the scripture that you opened with. And seek the Lord early and you will find him. And we are encompassed about with a great cloud of witnesses. I promise you, please take my word for it, that I've been here. And I encountered those angels. They are here, whether you realize it or not. There are angels that visit this place when we walk in these doors. I challenge you to take what you've heard today and go in Jesus' name. You are dismissed.